Good morning. It's Friday, May 19th. I am Steve Smith, along with Amy Roth from Royal Canin. Hello.
Greetings. Greetings.
Nice to have you back, Amy. Well, it's been a while.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It is Tulip Festival Week. The 77th annual Tulip Festival is taking place. It began Thursday or yesterday, and it continues through tomorrow, and that's in Orange City, Iowa. It began in 1936 as a small celebration of Orange City's Dutch heritage, and it has grown into an internationally recognized festival featuring music and dancing by children and adults in authentic Dutch costumes. Two daily parades, nightly musical theater, a carnival midway, Dutch delicacies, thousands and thousands of tulips, and a dozen or so replica windmills all featured throughout this charming village in Sioux County. Go to octulipfestival.com if you'd like more information about the Orange City Tulip Festival.
Oh, I hope the weather improves for them. Here's an event for indoors. From Nashville, Tennessee, singer-songwriter Colleen Walters returns to the Sioux City Community Theater to perform her tribute to Patsy Cline. She'll be joined by recording artist Jimmy Parker. Hear songs like Crazy, Sweet Dreams, Walkin' After Midnight, and more. Performances are at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and there is a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Lamb Arts Regional Theater is going into their final weekend of On Golden Pond, featuring the witty repartee between 80-year-old Norman and 70-year-old Ethel. Dramatic comedy is showing through Sunday, May 21st. Go to lambtheater.com for more information on Golden Pond.
All right, and the grand opening this weekend of the Marquee, which was formerly the Chesterfield. They will have live music by the Emily Johnson Band and special guest Stephen Banky. That'll be tonight. And a Sioux City local music showcase featuring Port Nocturnal and Siouxland Public Media's Artist of the Month, Ghost Cat, on Saturday. Both shows start at 8 p.m.
Go to The Marquee, that's M-A-R-Q-U-E-E, The Marquee Live. com for more information about that. Coming up tomorrow at the Railroad Museum, they're offering a new thing. It's called Ride the Rails. It's a program where visitors can operate the 1943 General Electric 45-ton switcher locomotive during a two-long session. You can be a railroad engineer day. That's tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You do need to make reservations. They're not just going to let anybody drive a big locomotive. You have to make reservations.
Background check?
I would hope so.
Credit
check.
Join Sioux City Parks and Recreation at Floyd Cemetery on Saturday at 10:30 for the Military History Walk. Participants will visit the gravesites of a Medal of Honor winner, a congressman, World War I and II veterans, Red Cross nurses, and many more.
The 2017 Iowa Honey Queen, Carly Rae Vinoy, will be talking about honeybees, honey, beekeeping, and more during her presentation that'll be at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Participants will learn how bees make mummies, also the strange use of beehives in medieval Europe, the color of mystery honey, and much more oddball honey facts tomorrow at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center.
Mummies. Okay.
Yeah.
Sioux City's Kids to Parks Day event will be held on Saturday, and that will start at 11:30 with a soaring high kite flying event at Sertoma Park. Bring your own kite, practice your kite flying skills, and take to the skies. Don't have a kite? The first 30 kids will receive a free kite kit. Following the kite flying fun, families are invited to visit the IBP Ice Center for open skate and receive a free skate rental with each admission from 12:30 to 2:30.
The Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center is presenting How Camouflage Works, the Dazzling Past and Future of Natural and Military Camouflage with Roy R. Behrens. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Mr. Behrens is a professor of art and a distinguished scholar at the University of Northern Iowa. His richly illustrated program will mark the 100th anniversary of the United States' entry into World War I, when the Allies adopted a new system of ship camouflage in which ships were painted in colorful abstract crazy quilt schemes. That seems unusual.
It is unusual. It reminds me of that movie with the pink submarine.
Ah.
Gregory Peck. What was that?
I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
We'll Google that and have it at the end of the program.
Okay. Every fourth Thursday of the month, Launchpad Children's Museum is hosting STEM with a scientist. Each month, a scientist will visit the museum to talk about an area of science, technology, engineering, and math. This month, the theme is transportation and safety, featuring local law enforcement and fire prevention officials. That is next Thursday, the 25th, and that will run from 5:30 to 7.
The public is invited to take a behind-the-scenes tour of Mercy Field at Lewis and Clark Park, home of the Sioux City Explorers, and find out what happens at the stadium before the game on Friday, May 26th at 11 a.m. It's the last event scheduled for One Book, One Siouxland, a reading initiative that brings the community together through the shared experience of one great book. That book this year is Shoeless Joe. You can find out more by going to onebookonesiouxland.org. Now, just a note, a programming note, we're going to be dark next week on Cultural Continuum. There won't be a Cultural Continuum because of the Memorial Day holiday, so we're kind of looking forward to some events that are happening further,
Memorial Day weekend.
Further into the forecast of stuff to do.
Okay. Also, the Betty Strong Encounter Center will present Never Forgotten, the History of Sioux City's Cavalry Cemetery. Calvary Cemetery with Walter Peterson at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 28th. In his richly illustrated program, Peterson will trace the cemetery's roots to 1870 and share stories about notable people buried there and how their legacies shaped Sioux City history.
And a Memorial Day thing to keep in mind, there is a photo exhibit honoring Siouxland veterans of the Korean War, and that's on display at the Betty Strong Encounter Center through Sunday, May 28th, which would be the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. The photos are from the Sioux City Journal's 20-part series, Korea, Forgotten War Remembered.
And if you go to that previous program, you can look at the exhibit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ode, a live storytelling series produced by Siouxland Public Media, is hosting its next show on Friday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. at ISU Design West in downtown Sioux City. The theme is Stigmas, an ode to the power of opening up. Six community members will share true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy.
And that will do it for Cultural Continuum for this week and kind of for next week also. For my co-host Amy Roth and executive producer Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.
I go out walking after midnight. To see